Our final article this month is about Queen, the group that rocked the world. As a new film tells their remarkable story, we examine what made them so unique.
Birth of a Legend. In 1970, when Freddie Mercury was looking for a name for the group he formed with guitarist Brian May and drummer Roger Taylor, the Rich Kids wasn't the worst option that they came up with. They seriously considered calling themselves Build Your Own Boat. Fortunately, the band that gave us We Are the Champions, voted the best rock song of all time by a worldwide poll, decided on something less banal, Queen. As Mercury later said, he chose Queen because he wanted the band to be regal and majestic, though many suspect it was a reference to his then undisclosed homosexuality.
The strangest hit ever. Queen's 1975 hit Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the strangest, most inspired songs in rock history. 6 minutes long, and mixing ballad, hard rock, and opera, it's like nothing ever heard before or since. Ironically, given that radio stations initially refused to play such a long track, it has become the most played song of all time on BBC Radio. It also boasted one of the promotional clips that is credited with starting what became the music video boom in the 1980s. The band insisted on making a video that cost about 10 times what was normal then. Their label resisted, but, as EMI's general manager at the time now admits, it was the best money we ever spent, because it changed the industry.
They Will Rock You. Bohemian Rhapsody alone justifies Queen having a place in music history, but their global popularity owes more to two of their simplest songs. We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions. Both are arena anthems made to be chanted by crowds of football supporters as much as by Queen fans. The combination of stadium-friendly songs and Freddie Mercury's brilliant showmanship made Queen a killer live act. Indeed, their performance at the 1985 Live Aid charity concert has become known as the greatest live performance ever.
A magical sound. Thanks to his 4-octave range, superb vocal interpretation, and inimitable stage presence, it's easy to think that Queen was all about its lead singer, Freddie Mercury. But the 3 other band members all wrote hits and brought major talents of their own. Brian May, for example, is one of the greatest guitarists in rock. He built his own electric guitar as a child and never looked back. Drummer Roger Taylor also has vocal talents. He does the falsetto Galileo's in Bohemian Rhapsody. Queen was probably the most educated rock band ever, too. John Deacon is an electronics engineer, and May has a PhD in astrophysics. As a band, their alchemy and sound was unique.
The show goes on. By the time the world discovered the existence of AIDS, it was almost certainly too late for Freddie Mercury, who died in 1991, aged 45, after years of doing everything with everybody. Surprisingly, the band continues and has had several sold-out world tours with other singers replacing Mercury. Neither has tried to copy Mercury's style because, well, nobody could. Except, hopefully, actor Rami Malek, who plays the singer in the cinematic version of the Queen story, Bohemian Rhapsody, out this month. Now that's a role to make you feel a little under pressure.